Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Being Black Fathers. This is a bittersweet, but it's also a special day for me. It's Father's Day. Coming back on Father's Day, you know. I lost my son a few years back, so this day always touched me a different type of way. You know, get me into like a different bag or whatnot. But I'm Chief. And I know it's been a while, but, you know, it's been a lot going on out here in this world, you know. Pandemics, all type of things, you know. I really don't try to get caught up in it, but, you know, that's another story. My opinion. Oh, man. Where to start, man. Black fathers, man. Like, I can really say in these days, these times right now, and what's going on in the energy and the vibe that I'm feeling like, man, this is a beautiful awakening. You know, I'm starting to see a lot more unity. I'm starting to see people stand up. Because I've been saying this for a while. You know, you can ask a couple of my coworkers, man, when is enough enough? I mean, what do we have to go through? We done been through everything and continuously. Like, when does it end? I always said that, like, you cannot tell me this is what we was born to do. Born, grow up, work, die. Like, it don't even sound right. All these beautiful, amazing things everywhere around the world, you cannot tell me that what we was born to do or what we was brought here to do, you know? But that's how I always looked at things. We lost so many people, man, along the way. So many. And it's sad that we had to lose all that for us to get to this point. Like, we lost so much as a people. But to get to this point, even though we went through all that, I love it. All the bad things, all the craziness, I still love this moment. Because I believe that, you know, it's only two things you pretty much remember. Moments and memories. You feel me? Moments and memories. And to see my people standing up in a way that, you know, we usually march, and then a week later it's over with. Nobody cares. But this right here has been consistent. This right here, it feels different. And it's got their attention. They know that these people are woke now. These people waking up by the masses, the games, the tricks, the manipulation. None of that stuff even really matters anymore. You don't have your fun. I did some, I think it was Monday. I ended up wearing a shirt to my job. And it said on the shirt, a little $5 shirt, and I bought a little black marker, wrote on it, "We are not slaves." And that one shirt sent a shockwave through the company. One shirt. It was like, I never seen anything like it. To the point that I had end up sitting down speaking with the CEO of the company later on in that day. Just for that one word, that one shirt, it made people open up a conversation that should have been talked about a long time ago. And I said that in us speaking, like, nobody ever want to listen until it's too late. It's always after whatever happened don't happen. But they don't speak about the things it took to get to that point for this to happen. We've been saying this forever and nobody ever wanted to listen. Now, it's at a point where you ain't got no choice but to listen. Now you see the seriousness. You feel the vibes in the air now. It's like, why? You know what? At this point, it don't even matter why no more. It just matters that it has to change. Like, now? Because it's been so messed up for so long. Like, why not now? It's so much I can say, but I won't say. I just save that for later episodes. And by the way, I do have more interviews on the way. More black fathers. We finna turn it up a notch, you know. Like I say, in this time that when I stopped recording, it's been about a month or two, I think. Still, the progress was good because still platforms was picking it up. But in that whole little brief hiatus I had time to literally sit down, sit back for myself and analyze and actually see what I'm trying to do with this and what message I'm trying to send and where I'm trying to go. Like I said before on the first episode, this platform is strictly for positive energy only. Period. No bashing, no tearing down. It's time to rebuild. We've been tearing down for so long, it's time to rebuild. That's why I say, I don't have no beef with my people. I understand we all came through the same circumstances. We was influenced by the same things. You know, we was caught up. Ain't no excuse. Can't be mad. It is what it is. It's about what are you going to do now? Right now, in this moment, are you going to stand up and make a change and be a part of the change? Or are you going to continue to try to hang on to something that's so obsolete and outdated? We are the culture. I tell my children this all the time. We are the culture, the vibe, the season that make the sauce taste good. We are all of it. The vibration, the moods, the different music, the different languages, that is us. And it always has been. It don't matter what our people touch, it go, because we make it go. This is the power we had always had. We have always had that power to influence everything. And if you don't respect that, you know it, because you make money off of it. Then sometimes you gotta take things away from people that don't respect it and don't appreciate it. You didn't appreciate it, so now we need that back. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts, because your track record speaks for itself. You can't point the blame at nobody. Just look right in the mirror. Because at the end of the day, none of this had to happen or go like this or be this way. But it was a choice. And in life I learned, your choices, you have to stand on them. Whether they good or bad, whatever come with them. Own your shit, period. Because nobody made you do it. You consciously say, hey, yeah, okay, I'm going to do this. And whatever happened after that, it was on you. So, again, I say, it's cool. I acknowledge my mistakes. I acknowledge my flaws. So now it's time for me to move forward straight, a different person with the things that I've learned. And to make myself a better person, a better father, a better man, period. To make my sons better men for the black queens that's going to be in their life. To make my daughter, to let my daughter see that this is the type of man, yes, have him to respect you, love you, and have your back. If he can't give you that, then hey. But respect him, love him, and have his back in return too. Give him the same thing he give you. As simple as that. We got to quit tearing each other down. And because, like I said, we are people. We are great people. Look at our history. It speaks for itself. Whether we live in that now, you know, it's a total opposite. But that's still our roots. That's where we came from. The roots of the tree is the most important. That's what makes the tree grow. Yeah, it has a lot of branches that break and fall off, leaves that come and then wither away, but the roots is still deep. The roots don't change. And I got it. We was uprooted, and we didn't know all true history. Yeah, we found out in bits and pieces in years of the past, but now we know. Now it's like, what you gonna do with this knowledge? What you gonna do with this information? Are you gonna continue to act and be something you know you're not? It's not our culture, it's their culture. Okay, it's cool. Embrace your own culture, where you from, who you are. We compassionate people. We're helping people. We always been there. Never this self-hate, killing each other every day. That's what I hate. That's why I hate the news. I don't like to watch the news. I get sick and tired of the news, seeing my people die on street. I don't want to see that because I know what we are. It's like you're trying to force something on me that I know that ain't us. And I don't have to receive it because I don't even have to give it any attention because I know what we are. No matter all the badness, the craziness that go on in the streets, in the hood, whatever you want to call it, the mothers that was on drugs and all that, it doesn't matter. They were still our people. And we was caught up in that moment that we was in. Doesn't change who they are, period. The roots, they are great, always have been. They just lost their way, misguided, misinformed. And that's just life. The thing is, when you understand and start realizing, what are you going to do next? And that's the moment I'm in right now. Like, I'm tired of talking. It's like, and it's nothing else that you can really say. It's just time for action. It's time to stand up. It's time for you to hear me. It's time for you to see me. Respect my people. You have no choice at this point. We've been disrespected for so long. Yes, a lot of people, oh, we do it to, yes, we do. But we only know what we was taught. We only know what we was taught. And so that's how we live our life. You think if we knew a better way, if we knew our culture, our roots, where we really came from, that's the way it would be out here? For real, you just got to really think about these things. Where did all this come from? The way I live in, the way we act, the lifestyle with the cars, the women, whatever. Where did it come from? It was constantly put in our face. It was normalized. It was made to look like us. This is the way of life. This is where it's supposed to be. This is cool. This is what makes you the man. When that was never the truth. We was meant to be greater. That right there is like you were just stuck. Like I said, it was a distraction to keep you stuck in a primitive state, in a primitive mind thought process, when you were never meant to be primitive. You was meant to be something else. Can't even, that's why I hate titles and words. People give titles and words so much power, and that's just empty words. It don't mean nothing. I never understood that. What does that mean? I mean, it's just a word. You give it the power. At the end of the day, that person, whatever it is, manager, supervisor, and then it's your name. You that person. Not that supervisor, that man. You just that person at the end of the day. When you walk in the building, don't you realize when you walk into the building, the title only applies when you walk into the building? It doesn't apply nowhere else in your life. It doesn't matter nowhere else in your life. No matter where else you go, grocery store, that title don't mean nothing. It only means something. That's why I say it's a mind thing. In your head, in your mind, it's oh yeah, I'm the, that don't mean nothing. You still the same person who you are, your name. And people gotta understand that. See, we get caught up in these titles and all this stuff. That stuff don't mean that. It's about actions, bro. What a person see you doing. You could say this all day, but what are you really doing? What are your actions saying? What are you standing on? And that's what I be telling people. I don't understand it, but you know, to each his own. That's just my opinion again. But back to what I was saying. Yeah, man, you can feel it in the air. The vibe. It's a beautiful vibe, man. A beautiful vibe. Like, I feel like my people all around me, you know, my mother, my son, I feel them all around me. It's like a beautiful vibe. It's like an oasis. It's like a lovely bliss or whatever, so to speak, you know? And I like it, man. It's a great feeling. I know these times and these tensions is hard, but you just got to be careful and be smart. I get it. I went to the store the other day, man, and it was crazy, man. And it just shows you how people are. And it's this one store, I don't even want to get, I don't even care to give them no advertisement. But I walk in, it's five polices outside, line up back to back for one person, don't you? You got to look at it, maybe two cops in each car. So that's like 10 cops for one person. All that's very unnecessary. You know what I mean? It's just weird and looks stupid. You know what I mean? It shows to me that you scared. Five people for one person, that don't even make sense. But okay, you do the math, okay. Go ahead. And I know that I said it was five cars, but you know, it was maybe two cops in some of the cars. But anyway, long story short, I go in the store, and this particular, I don't even know what to call him, a clerk. He just, you know, the dude just take the money, you know what I'm saying, give you change, period. So I go in there, and he notices that all the police is outside, so he talking big talk. Yeah, say something today. You're going to get smacked. And I'm looking at him like, oh, man, you so corny. And in my mind, I slapped him in his mouth. But in my present moment, I'm just looking at him like how stupid he looks and how stupid he sounds and some of the things he was saying. And again, after all he was talking, I said, thank you. And he looking at me crazy. I'm thanking you for showing me who you really are. You don't really respect my people or like my people, but you want their money. See, that's the killer part about all this. Like, you don't respect us. You don't got no love for us, but you want something from us. You need something from us for you to survive, for you to feel like you're superior. And that's what gets me caught up in it. Like, why do you need so much from me? And then I realized if I took it all away, if me and my people literally came all together and we took it away, you're basically dead in the water. Then what are you if we give you no meaning? And I looked at him, that dude in this moment. I just looked at him. I said, oh, yeah. But you are in the heart. You're surrounded by my people. I grew up in this neighborhood, mind you. You're surrounded by my people, my family members, friends, you know. You're surrounded by us. In the heart of this. But you have that mentality towards my people? You want the police. You amped up because you see the police like them your friends or them your boys. You tough when they around, but when they not around, who the same people that you need? We don't need you. It's nothing that you can do for us or do for us. The stuff we going to get, we don't really need that stuff out there. But we do because it's so familiar. We've been doing that for years and years. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Our auntie, you know what I'm saying? Family, that's generational, for real. Been going to that store. But he showed me in that moment who he was. And I said, okay. And that just made me realize the ugly face. I said, this is crazy. They everywhere you look. I always knew it about him, though. But in that moment, it solidified it. I said, okay. Because you know what's going on, and in spite of what's going on, you crunk and you happy and you bragging on what the police do. But you surrounded by us, the same people that you want to see the police do this to. It's crazy. How can you hate people that you need? That's a great question. That's a lingering question. That's a question that makes... just gonna make you think forever. I really don't expect the answer. I really don't even care about the answer at this point. Like I told you, the point I'm in, the space I'm in, the vibe I'm on, it's like, it's what, nigga, us or else on some T.I. shit. Us or else, what you talking about? I'm not really trying to hear them excuses no more. Yeah, man, no excuses. Because I refuse to, like, man, I be sitting down thinking sometimes when I be just thinking about my sons or whatnot. Like, I don't want to send my sons out there and have to have the fear of, because they don't understand them or they don't know them, that something wrong with them because they move a certain way or they act a certain way. Because, like, my son, he talk with his hands. And, like, you could take that the wrong way. But, you know what I mean? And they going to take it the wrong way. They going to use it as an excuse. And I can't fathom that. That's why, it's got to change, like, now. Like, now, like, I don't even really know, I don't know how much more plainly I could put it with being serious in the same moment, because this done got out of hand. You know, I be sitting back, because I don't like to watch slave movies and stuff like that. I never see, even things like that, like, I never looked at us like we were slaves. I just looked at us like we was lost, period. We just had to find our way. So all these perceptions they put out there about us, I never really fed into it, because I realized a long time ago, that ain't us. And I guess, call me crazy, but I always realized that. I always realized that. That's why I guess when, like, somebody black do something to me, I take it a certain type of way. I feel a different type of way versus the other side, excuse me, the other side doing something to me, it's expected. But, you know what I'm saying? I realized that we had to learn. Just like when you're a toddler, you born, you got to learn how to crawl, you got to learn how to walk, you got to learn how to read, write, all that, you know? So, speak, it's a learning process. And whether we want to look at it like we still kids, I don't care, 40, 50, that's young, for real. That's still young, 60, 80, that's young. And that's a beautiful thing. But that's the history of our people. You look at it, we live to old ages. We didn't die young like all these babies, and kids, they just dying young. These young black men is trying to change their life, trying to do something better with their life, dying, getting shot down. It wasn't that. So how we go from that to this? Where they do that at? Tell me that, please. Tell me where they do that at, when that was never us. That was never us. I be having so much on my mind, and I be feeling, I ain't gonna say, I be wanna say things sometimes, but I understand that other, and I know people say, oh, you shouldn't be basing it on nobody else, but you still have to consider the people around you. You have to, because they're in your life for a reason. They're in your life for a reason. That's a fact. Now, I just had a random thought. That's what just caught me up. But back on point, yeah. It's crazy. I be sitting back looking at all we have done, all we have accomplished. Like, and I mean, it's greatness. It's like things, it's prestigious. The things we do, but a lot of the stuff we don't get credit for. But it don't even matter about the credit, because we know who done it. That's all that matters to me. Okay, this person could take it and blow it up to the next level, but I remember where it came from, because it started from that. That was the seed. Without that, it would have never grew into what it was going to be. So, in that aspect, that's what I respect. That's why I love it. And I know in these days and times, with this vibe that's going on and everything that's going on, the stand that my people taking, it's about to be beautiful. The seeds are being planted now. And then the roots going to be thick. They're going to be influenced by what they're supposed to be influenced by. My people going to respect each other. The skin, the beautiful different shades, seasons. I don't care. I look at it, my people as my people. Seasons, different flavors, different seasons, different colors. Different everything. You feel me? That's the beauty of this all. It's just what's going on right now. It's the distraction. It's the BS. The stuff that you don't need. I've learned that in life, sometimes you got to make hard decisions. If you know something's not good for your life or conducive to what you're trying to do, it ain't no positive energy. You have to cut it off, because it's going to drain you. It's going to weigh you down. And you can't allow that. You got to let it go. It don't matter if you love it or whatever the situation, the case may be. You have to let it go. If it's hindering you from being who you really supposed to be. And that's a fact. It's all about energy and vibes, man. I say I stand with my people. I stand on my shirt. We are not slaves. Never have been. Never will be. I get it. That was the perception that was painted. That was the pictures that was drawn. That was remade up. Okay, whatever. But the truth is the truth. I don't care what you do to the truth. The truth gonna stand because it's the truth. You could manipulate and finesse a lie. That's what y'all do. You've been finessing lies forever. But the truth is the truth. And that's a fact. And with that being said, man, I like to thank everybody ahead of time that may listen to this, that's going to listen to this, to thank you for your patience. Thank you for taking the time to even listen to me, you know. I hope that this touch you in a positive way and make you think positive. I hope it makes you want to unify with your people and stand strong and move. I hope it brings peace and prosperity to your life. Most of all, I just want to thank you. Because you didn't have to listen, but you did. And this has been Being Black Fathers with one and only Chief Shamon. Till next episode, I'm out. Stay positive.